Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as you know, if you've been a regular listener on the Beacon Broadcast, we are coming now to the last few verses of Romans chapter 3. And we are dealing now with the relationship between the doctrine of justification by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, to the issue of man's boasting. Verse 27, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Paul's reasoning here is impeccable. And we're taking it apart and looking at it carefully, but his reasoning is impeccable. Those of you, he says, who are teaching that justification is by law, justification is by works, rather than by grace through faith, or those of you who are teaching that justification before God is a combination of faith in Christ plus our works, don't you realize that that opens the door for man to boast? That gives man opportunity to boast. Where is boasting then? Where would you find boasting in these two scenarios? Justification by grace through faith, justification by works. Which one allows man to boast? Works, obviously. Where is boasting then? Verse 27, it is excluded. It is excluded? Well, yes. Salvation is of God. The glory goes to God. Everything about the Christian life is to bring glory to God, not to bring boasting to man. So, boasting is excluded, well, by which law? By which system of justification? By works? No. That one won't exclude it. That encourages it. But by the law of faith, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So, simply asking this question regarding boasting should point us in the right direction. Which system of justification gives the most glory to God? Justification by grace, justification by works. All right, whichever one gives the most glory to God, that one must be true. That one must be the correct one, because we all agree that the main purpose of this is to bring glory to God. Is justification by works designed to accomplish that purpose? Not very well. Is justification by grace designed to accomplish that purpose? Obviously so. Therefore, we conclude that salvation is by grace, not by works. That's Paul's logic. Pretty hard to argue against that logic, because it is right on target. Now, before we go on, let me pause and welcome you to this Friday, June 3rd, Beacon Broadcast. And let me encourage you to write for our Sermon of the Month, number 6, The Strangling Chokehold of Covetousness. The Strangling Chokehold of Covetousness, from Luke 12:15, a very helpful and edifying message from the Word of God. Yours for the asking. Right, give us your name, the call letters of the station, ask for Sermon of the Month number 6, and we'll send it to you. You can write to our mailing address, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, or you can email us at beacon@netpath.net. Well, obviously, going back now to Romans 3:27, obviously, the law of works doesn't promote humility on the part of man and glory to God. the law of faith does, what he calls the law of faith. We could say the principle. The principle of works or of law? Nope. Salvation by works gives too much room for man to boast. Meditating upon the works that I have done gives rise to pride and boasting. Feeling that I have achieved salvation by what I have done gives rise to pride and boasting. So the principle of law doesn't bring glory to God. But the principle of faith does. No place for boasting here. Especially when you understand that even the faith to believe is the gift of God. It all comes from God. So truly, understood properly, it is all by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God does it all from beginning to end, including giving man the faith to believe. God enables man to believe. Man exercises that faith, but he can't even exercise that faith, which is something we do. We exercise it. But it's something we can't do unless God gives us the ability to do it. Where's the boasting in that? No boasting there. All glory to God. You need to understand that in a religion of works, one of two results are possible, as far as man is concerned. Number one is to take pride in my accomplishments. Here's my religion of works. It requires me to do certain things. I've done them. I'm proud of myself. I boast. I have carnal assurance because I'm convinced that I have done what was required. That's one possible result, and that's not good. Encouraging men to boast like that is not good. What's the other possible result? Well, to realize that the requirement is great, and I'm trying, but I just can't meet the requirement, and I'm constantly in defeat and despair and discouragement and doubt. People who are involved in work salvation generally are filled with doubt. They have very little confidence or assurance of salvation because when have I done enough? When can I be certain that I have done everything that's required for my salvation? Well, you never can be sure. If you've done everything up to today, you might not do it all tomorrow. I can remember years ago asking a man a simple evangelistic question that I had been taught to use, and I said, "Tell me, sir," a man who we'd already talked, and he told me what branch of the Christian religion he was a part of, and I said, "Well, tell me, if you died today," or no, I said this. I didn't say if you died today. I said, "Do you know that you'll go to heaven when you die?" And he said, "No." He said, "Because I don't know what I might do tomorrow." He said, "Now, if you ask me the question, if I died right now, would I go to heaven?" I could answer that question, yes. But I believe so much in free will that I believe that I could be saved today and lost tomorrow. So where's the assurance in that? How can anybody ever know for sure that they're saved and going to heaven in a system like that? You never can. But in the biblical way of salvation, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, when you realize that by the work of the Spirit of God in your heart, you have been brought to place faith in Christ alone, then you realize that you have been justified forevermore. And the main point of all of this is to realize that salvation is obtained in such a way that any possibility of boasting or self-congratulation is excluded. Boasting is not only possible, but likely if justification is on the basis of works. But boasting is not possible if justification is by grace alone. Boasting is possible and likely if justification is by a combination of faith plus works. That's why I keep emphasizing alone. Justification is by faith or by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. We keep having to say alone. Because there are those who want to come along. There are people who will agree with what I said, that salvation is by grace through faith in Christ. But it's when we add the word alone that we part company. They will say, salvation is by grace plus what I do. Salvation is by faith plus works. Salvation is by Christ plus myself. So yes, I believe in salvation by grace through faith in Christ, they will tell me. But if I say, do you believe in salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone? Oh no. You have to add man's works to it. Nope. Paul says that isn't the way God designed it, for the simple reason that he wants to get all the glory. And he will get all the glory. And therefore he designed it in such a way that there's no room for man to boast. Where is boasting then? Romans 3:27. It is excluded. It is excluded in the way of salvation laid before us in verses 24 through 26. It is excluded. By what law or what principle? Of works? No. It wouldn't be excluded if that were the principle of salvation. No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man, or a woman, of course, we're talking about human beings, is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Even faith, if it's misunderstood, can become a ground of boasting. Where does faith come from? Those who teach that faith is inherent in the heart of man also have a cause to boast. Because then, if I go to heaven and my neighbor doesn't, then what made the difference? Because I had the good sense to exercise the faith that was inherent in both of us. He could have and didn't. Fool that he was. Sorry sinner that he was. Stupid man that he was. I had the same faith in me, and I exercised my faith. So, the thing that made the difference, ultimately, between him and me, and between my going to heaven and his going to hell, is what I did. But, if we believe in the sovereignty of God and salvation, and realize that even the faith to believe must be granted by God, it is not inherent in man, then no place to boast. It's all gone. All the boasting is gone. And so there's always this constant pressure to give man a little bit of credit somewhere. But that's the whole point of salvation being by grace, to take all the credit away from man and give it all to God. If the credit for the exercise of faith is ascribed to man, if God gives all men the same faith, the same spiritual ability, and it's up to man what he does with it, then there's room for boasting. That allows boasting. But when you understand the biblical doctrine that it's all of grace from beginning to end, yes, even the faith that I exercise to believe in Christ came ultimately and assuredly from God, or I wouldn't have had it, then no place to boast, no place to congratulate myself, no place to pat me on the back. It's not of works, it's not of merit, it's not of man. All the glory goes to God, as indeed it should. That's why salvation is designed this way. Glory be to God. May God help us to understand these things. Until next week at the same time, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast, saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.